I'm going to call the meeting to order and I will take roll. Adam Pacheco is present. Bob Lisy is present.
Here.
I'm Linda Fusco. I'm present. We have a quorum. I am going to ask people to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
which stands one nation under God,
Okay. So we're going to go down to approval of the minutes for October 7th. I have one correction. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
Yes.
Yep.
On page 3, under update on new subsidized coordinator, Shana spelled wrong. S-H-A-N-A. I'm going to make that correction. Any other corrections? And may I have a motion to accept the minutes with a correction?
I'll make a motion to accept the Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes of October 7, 2021.
All right. And second?
I'll second it.
All right, Adam, thank you. All right, additions, deletions, corrections. I have none. Does anyone else?
I'm fine.
None.
Okay. Let me think for a minute. I think I'm good. Okay. All right. So motion to accept the agenda as written. Can you make that motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
Thanks, Adam. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Okay, so we'll move on to old business. A, Ken, that's your monthly report.
Sure, thank you. Okay, thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I had a couple things that I want to share with you on. We had some communication from HUD this week on Steiger Terrace. Now that we've got project-based vouchers in the property, HUD looks at two elements of the services that are provided there and applies a higher standard. So it was just, we expected this might be coming, it's really not hard to resolve. But what they've asked Derby Housing Authority to do is to have a independent party going forward to do the rent reasonableness review and the HQS, the inspections. So it's kind of ironic because we've got the same inspector that was with Derby Housing Authority, which is kind of independent, but since they're associated with Derby Housing Authority and Imagineers, we have to get somebody else to do the inspections. And the same thing with the rent reasonableness. We use an outside service that feeds the rents, that supports the rents that are being requested of the tenants. In any event, it's not hard to resolve. There are vendors like Imagineers out there that do this for other housing authorities when they have a perceived conflict where you're the manager of the property and also administering the Section 8 assistance on the property. So we will get this, our recommendations to Ellen and Linda, and just make sure we're on the same page. It would be, you know, something that we would have to cover as part of our services since they're really contemplated. It just can't be our people doing the inspections there, because on theory there could be a conflict. We could be overlooking things on behalf of the housing authority. So we'll get that resolved. Not a big deal, but I just wanted to explain that. I did want to give a quick report on the program enrollment. But, you know, we're happy to say that in October there's 236 families on the program. You know, that's up from 219, which is a low number this year. We're on track to utilize 100% of the program funding that's made available from the federal government to Derby Housing Authority. And we're actually bringing down the reserves a little bit like HUD has requested. They don't like to see the reserves to get too high, and they had built up from prior years. So it's really an ideal situation. And, you know, as I explained to the board in the past, when you're able to use 100% of the money and the amount of the reserves that they want to, generally they reward you with additional funds. So in the renewal funding, we should see a little bit of a boost and maybe to help families. And just so you know, the original program size was 288 units, but you can only fund as many families as the money allows you to. So we do have the capacity with additional money to help more families. And there is, as you know, there is a waiting list and a need. So just news on that. Then third thing I wanted to report is the Anson project-based property is up for its renewal. And we're in the middle of that activity. And that'll be effective for February 1st. The fourth thing is just a report about the HUD requirement for the PH annual plan. It for Derby Housing Authority has to be submitted by January 16th of 2022, but there's a bunch of things that need to happen ahead of time. I understand, Linda, that Maria has been in touch with you kind of coordinating it, but we have to cause for a public notice to be in the newspaper and allow for a period of public comment. And there'll be a hearing date that said, generally we've been doing this for many, many years and generally no one responds to that. No one shows up, but it is a HUD requirement. You've got to meet it. And we're on track to do that. And then finally, the last thing I just wanted to share is, I think I had mentioned a couple meetings ago that we had done a mailing to the recipients of the housing voucher assistance, inviting them to participate in the family self-sufficiency program to try to increase those numbers. And we're happy to report we got 4 responses back that we're working with to see if we can get them as part of the program. We had hoped for a higher number, but we'll take whatever we can get. And then the other good news report is that three of the families on the family self-sufficiency program have started escrow accounts, which is always a nice thing to see. That's only thing to report. And I thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. A couple of questions. So to go back to getting the inspectors and, you know, the objective inspectors to satisfy HUD, do we need to go out to bid on that? Do we need to have an RFP because we have a procurement policy? Are you not bound by our procurement policy?
Yeah, I was going to say, since you've got a subcontractor that is doing the services for you and we're trying to meet the compliance, I want to make sure that we're on the same page with, you know, of the choices. Generally how it works with other agencies, they just call each other and say, you know, can we work out an arrangement where you're providing services? You know, so it could be a local housing authority or a vendor that has a history in the business of doing inspections or doing rent reasonableness.
Sure. And I guess my last question, and it's my always question, the folks over at Steiger for whom we need to make whole, have we made any headway in seeing where we are with that and what we owe them? Because that's a discussion that needs to happen with Rhonda and Tafa.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's the next step is, and I know that, and the exchange of calls that we're trying to make is to set up a session where we could talk. Because I think it really has to come from Ellen and the Housing Authority. You know, we can help facilitate how to go about it. But I think the first step is to share with CHFA the concept of how we get this reconciled, this historical issue. And I think if you're going to take funds from Steiger Terrace to fund it, then that would be the next step I would recommend, Linda.
Right. You know, the monies that we took and that were wrongfully taken went all into the same pot. And why we couldn't use that pot to repay people, we took it in, it's sitting there. Why wouldn't we? Why couldn't we? And
yeah,
I guess that's my conversation with Rhonda. I don't get it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that she's going to see it differently.
Have you seen this condition before?
I'm sorry?
No, not this exact situation, no.
I just wondered, being that the monies came in inappropriately as it was, over a period of time, is there a phased approach in which we could return it, or does it need to be done in totem, you know, upon finding?
So, you know, my recommendation would be that I think since this is a program under the CHFA DOH portfolio, that you would want to have the conversation with them about how you intend to cure this issue. I mean, I don't think anybody intended this to happen, but you're in this situation, you've got records, you know, we have approximate dollar amounts. I think once CHFA approves it, then it's really the checkbook that the housing authority controls from the property to be able to do disbursements. So, I wouldn't want to be surprised by not having that communication in advance with CHFA. But I mean, I agree with you, Linda. I don't know exactly what would the pushback would be. I would think they would want you to get this resolved.
Sure. I've had a preliminary discussion with Rhonda that didn't go particularly well. Her suggestion was that we, you use current rent and just, forgive them until we make them whole. And that will put us bankrupt. We just can't do that. Or she said, skip a couple of months and then give them a free rent. Well, I can't see how that's going to work. Someone's going to have to show me that on paper because it makes me really nervous to think about.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Linda here. I just want to know, do you see a way which we can maintain a month-to-month revenue stream and still meet the, our intent is absolutely to return these gains that were inappropriate.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, if I could just add a little bit to that, Linda, I think as far as the cash flow and the property, it's probably never been so good since you were able to get the project-based vouchers there. It enabled the property to increase the rents. And by the way, it didn't impact the tenants at all. If anything, they benefit from transferring to a project-based voucher in terms of their portion. So I don't know your financials, but I know compared to where you were, say, last year before they had the project base, you're in a much better cash flow situation now. And the money should be in the reserves that needs to be dispersed anyways.
I would agree with you. So maybe one day very soon, you and I and Janet Wortman will speak and then we'll go on to CHFA. I would really like to tackle that quickly.
Okay, well, let me know what I can do to help, Linda. I'll be happy to push it along. And I know we got a lot of things on a better path here. I'd love to help to get this one too.
Thanks, me too. I'll be calling you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Any questions for Ken? Any questions on his report?
No, okay. just for closure, I want to ensure that he's going to be orchestrating the subcontractor necessary to satisfy HUD and the perceived improprieties.
Yes, if you're directing that towards me, Adam, I will do that and report back on the next month's meeting in December.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure you don't need an allocation from us and that's included with our contract and that there's no further financial burden and or need that needs to be addressed tonight.
Correct.
Thank you.
Ken, just
Thanks
before
so much,
you go, Ken. A quick question. When the inspections were done, there were some, shall we say, hoarding issues.
Mm-hmm.
A couple have been somewhat resolved. One has not at all. Who do I need to contact with your group to move forward and get some kind of a plan in place for these people?
Yeah, if you give me a call, I can kind of, because we might have a couple different people and I can kind of gather them together, make it easier, Joan.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken.
All right. Joan, you're up. Got your written report. Everybody's had a chance to review Joan's report?
Yes.
Yes.
Any questions for Joan before I give her the floor and see if there's any additions she wants to make to this?
No.
Okay. Joan, anything you want to add?
Yeah, just a couple of things that are positive. The energy assistance program has been expanded this year. And I don't want this to go public for another month or so, but it looks like we may be able to get some payback for Steiger residents that have not been able to participate because the heat is included, but they're now with CARES and COVID money, there's some help for electric. So I met with Camille today for a couple of hours and we reviewed. The whole program has changed. The other good thing about the energy assistance is they have dropped the asset test. So there are all of our residents will qualify because no one is over the income limit. The income limit has gone up to 39,000 for a single. And with the drop of the asset test, that's a big advantage. So I met with Camille, a team, and we're going to make sure everyone is aware of it. I put it in the newsletter for a couple of months, but people read it and forget they have to apply. So we'll follow up on that. But the potential for Steiger people to participate, this would be the first year ever for them. So also Griffin Hospital, we are on their wait list to have the folks come out to do vaccinating of boosters. It's a matter of supply and demand. Excuse me. A part of the issue is that half of our residents got Moderna, half got Pfizer, and they're waiting to have enough supply of both to have the booster and the appropriate vaccination level. So we're definitely on that list. I'm sorry, yeah, Linda.
That's good.
Yeah. I said, but ShopRite in Derby, you'll call and make an appointment if you advise her and you'll get in right away. And Griffin Hospital is also doing it by appointment up or sometimes not even up in Shelton. So for those that can drive.
I did a walk-in last Friday and got my.
Good. Yeah. So there is opportunity there. The concern I have is the residents that don't drive. So again, that's why I'm trying to get, have it done on site. So we will see. Yeah.
That's definitely the best. That worked really well.
Yes. Yeah. It made it easier for them. The residents are quite happy starting on October 25th. The rental rebate checks have been coming. They haven't all been dispensed, but most of them have. And most of them got a, it's anywhere up to $700. So they're pretty happy there. Christmas Club has come through.
We all wish we had one.
Yeah, or travel, whatever you want to use it for. And the farm market coupon has finished, so that's wrapped up. The only thing I don't know if it's possible or illegal or whatever, but at Steiger, how we have the flagpole right in the middle of the parking? We have a tremendous issue with people parking by the flagpole. And it encumbers the residents who have their parking spots there trying to get out. God forbid an ambulance or fire engine came, there's no way it could get through. I've been making up, my little typed signs, please don't park here, park and visitor. People don't like that because they don't like it. But could we put a sign on the flagpole saying, please do not, this is not a parking space?
I don't see why not. We could have Frank go. I'm sure they have them at Lowe's or Home Depot's, no parking signs.
Okay.
We have him install one.
Yeah, that certainly seems achievable.
Okay, that would be good because if someone's just running in and dropping off for a minute or two, that's fine. But if they park there for a couple of hours, it puts the site at some jeopardy for any emergency and issue. So, well, that'd be great.
Sure. All right. Okay, I can talk to Frank tomorrow.
Welcome,
all right.
Shane.
Any other questions? any questions for Joan before she goes?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
So
you're welcome. And welcome, Shana. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Right. Take care, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay.
Mommy.
I
guess.
Mommy,
you're muted.
Sorry.
It's okay. Update on new subsidized coordinator. I should have probably taken it off, but there she is. Shana, do you want to talk to them a little bit about yourself?
Sure. It's Shana and Navi. We're here tonight. I come from working with New York City Housing Authority, which is one of the, actually the only largest public housing authority. 8 years with the agency. I have prior experience as well as a consumer fair inspector, and I'm pretty well diverse when it comes to HUD regulations and policies and procedures. So I'm excited to start. I'm excited to do the recertifications and make some changes for the greater.
That's great. That's wonderful. We're really happy to have you. We feel very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Right. New business, I don't have any. So subsidized housing coordinator's report. You see Ellen's report. Ellen is not here, but if you have any questions, I can get back to you tomorrow. Anything here that you have questions about?
No, I can bring them if they want to know information.
Perfect.
Nobby, give me 2 minutes, okay? I'm sorry. I'll turn your show on. Sorry, guys. Multitasking.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hi.
Say hi. Okay. So as of October of 2021, regarding to the vacant units, Saiga Terrace unit number 22 actually was the keys were issued on November 1st. So we only have one vacant property. That's unit number 28. And in Manor, unit number 18 is a pending applicant. I actually did the rental the other day. 20 and 22 was issued keys on November 1st. And the remaining is 57 and 70. And then on Lakeview, we have one potential transfer pending, and that's unit number 11.
Okay. Are they transferring within our sites, or are they moving out?
With her notation on here, it's not really clear. It just says possible transfer.
Okay.
But I can follow up when I see her next week and get more information.
That's fine. I actually think it's an in-house transfer. I think they're going to another site. It's someone who was problematic, and this was the way we worked it out legally, I believe. So,
okay, I'm familiar with that.
Any other questions? Oh, okay, good. You've been working hard in 4 days.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have computer access, so I had to use, you know, the best of my time and make sure I was up to date. Because with Ellen, you know, I asked if she's staying, and she's like, I don't know. So, I can't wait for the unknown. So, I got to be proactive.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Any other questions for Shana or anything on the vendor payment system, the work orders?
That's the usual.
It is. And Frank is working so hard. He continues to plug away. Somewhere down the road, he probably needs at least some part-time help if we can find someone. Because it's a lot, and he's still doing all the coverage. He's doing the after-hours coverage, and that's difficult, I think, for one person to do. So down the road, I think we can probably find another way
I want to say welcome, Shana. It's good to have somebody in the seat.
Thank you.
I think with regards to how we operate the housing authority going forward, and you're kind of get to decide how you run your office here. So we'll be looking for recommendations from you on how you think we can go forward in a fiscally responsible way. So look forward to seeing that.
I actually briefly talked to Frank when he was showing me the units the other day, and we both had an idea of maybe partnering up with the local high school and see if we can do like an apprenticeship program. So with the seniors, it gives them opportunity to build credits for graduation, and then they're at the same time able to learn a trade.
There is
a technical
school, Shannon, very close by.
Okay. I don't mind reaching out to any of the guidance counselors or the principal and see what their curriculum consists of and move forward from there to see if we can get an apprenticeship program. So at least if we get students for half a day to teach, you know, to assist them as a maintenance helper, that would be great as well.
I can get you in touch with guidance counselor and one of the administrators.
Sounds like a plan. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll be there to sign checks tomorrow. So okay. Probably around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Would you like some coffee? I purchased a coffee maker.
No. Unless it's espresso, I'm not drinking it.
Okay.
So
So I think that's it. But before we close, I want to thank Adam. Adam, this is it. It's hard to let you go.
Oh,
you've been such a great partner, and you've worked so hard with this team. I'm really thankful.
Yeah, I think we've done some really good work over the past 5 years, and I'm proud to have seen this housing authority emerge to a position of health, and have, I hope, the ability to move forward and continue to be an asset to this community.
I have really good feelings between Shana and if we can get that other piece of work at Steiger, I think we're really well on our way. We've got more money. We've got money in the reserve. Things are working smoothly. I know that there's repairs to do, but overall, we're certainly in a better place than where we started.
Yeah, we send off receivership. I'm glad we were able to maintain local control. And, the people of this community are engaged with the people of this community. So I think it's people helping people. And that can't be bad.
Ever.
Well, we have three brand new handicap accessible apartments.
Yeah. Shane, yeah. Have you seen them?
I haven't personally been in a unit. I believe they're all occupied at the time.
They are. We'll have to get permission so that you can see them. I know that it's been a little rocky. There've been things that kind of fell apart. Maybe the quality wasn't 100%, but I will say the contractor has been really good about honoring his commitments to give us at least a year warranty on labor and parts. And whenever there's been an issue, he's been on site very quickly. Frank doesn't have he has complaints overall about the work, but he doesn't have complaints about the response from the contractor and his attempts to fix it. It may take them a bit, but they've gotten it done. So far, so good. All right.
Okay.
With that, have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
7:13 motion and second by Bob. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
All right.
Adam,
good night.
Take
good night,
care.
Everyone.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Good night.